Welcome to another episode of Blackhawks Insider. It's game day, so it's time to hear from the head coach himself. Luke Richardson previews tonight's game and provides commentary on trending topics. So without further ado, here's Coach.
It's a quick back-to-back two-game road trip for the Blackhawks that starts tonight in the Mile High City against the Colorado Avalanche. I'm Chris Vosters, joined by Blackhawks head coach Luke Richardson. Coach, you just faced the Colorado Avalanche just the other week. What sort of challenges or maybe what sort of opportunities does this situation pose playing a team twice in a span of about a week?
Yeah, well, you're familiar with them for sure. I thought we played an excellent first period until the last 2 minutes and we gave them that one break. And then, you know, we couldn't kill a penalty off with 2 seconds left. I think those two, just those two incidences could have really turned the game for us. So we have another opportunity to start the game again the same way and, you know, play with them and try and, you know, form our own breaks.
Of course, the team practiced in Chicago yesterday before flying out to Colorado, and then an optional morning skate today before the Avalanche game. You know, we're over 60 games into the season now. It's been a grind. Is the optional skate just designed to give guys a break physically as much as anything else?
Yeah, and we do our meetings, so we're up and they're warming up, you know, in the dress room. They don't need to put the gear on every time at game 60. I think if we're not ready to play by now, we're in big trouble. So, you know, we thought it was more important to really go over the structure of our team yesterday and get back playing faster, moving the puck quicker. North, and I think we had a good spirited practice. So today, especially going into back-to-back games on the road, you know, save the energy for the night. And I think the last time we played them at home, we did an optional morning skate, and I thought we came out with good legs. So that's the thought process there.
I know the start in the last game against Columbus on Saturday night was not acceptable. It felt like there was a push from the team in the third period. They outshot Columbus, got it to a two-goal game again before the empty netter was scored. Do you feel like there was some momentum based on how the team ended the Columbus game that they can carry into tonight?
I think so, and I think a really good practice on touching the difference from the beginning of our game against Columbus to the end of our game, which was moving the puck quicker, a little bit more desperation in our game, and getting pucks to the net. So, you know, I mean, against Colorado, you're going to have to do that because when they get the puck, you know they're going to be skating and going off, taking off. So as long as we're skating above them and making them really work for their chances, I think we'll be okay. So we'll take that momentum that we tried to create in the third period of last game and use it for something, and it's to try and get a good start here tonight.
Not much different about the lineup tonight. Mackenzie Entwistle is back in for Reese Johnson. Jared Tenorti is back in defensively for Isaac Phillips. But again, looking back at the Columbus game, the top line, you had Ryan Donato up on the left wing. I know he's done some time up with Connor Bedard and Filip Kurashev before, but it looked like they had good chemistry and they accounted for basically all of the points that were accumulated by the Blackhawks against Columbus. Did you like what you saw from that group specifically?
Yeah, and I think put them together in the third period of the Colorado game and obviously created some opportunities there as well. So, you know, there's some history and some time that they've worked together in the past and on the special teams. So, you know, I think it's a good mix. And I think last game it showed that offensively. I think defensively they just got to make sure they take care of their business in their own end and not give one, take one type of thing. We want to create a more of a 50% and above a ratio for that with that top line because we know they can score. So if they're responsible defensively, that's going to give us an advantage, and we want to try and, you know, we don't have the option of putting them out there when we want tonight. It's going to be their last change, which throws a wrench into things on the road. But when you're the top line, you're expected to do that on the road because that's what you have to do.
We'll get you out of here on this. Just the keys to the game tonight, the things that you most want to see against Colorado.
I think just moving our pucks in transition fast. Just not forwards taking big swings, just taking off north and us. And sometimes it's not tape to tape. It's off the boards and indirect, and we're moving our puck north. And if we can do that, that just gives us more ozone time. Mm-hmm. If we can time them in the ozone, you know, over a team like this, we're going to have a better chance of winning this game. And I think that's going to be the key, and it'll draw penalties to give us more time in the power play, which we didn't probably have enough time last game against them. If we can do that and put those two together, I think that'll give us the best chance to win here tonight.
Coach, appreciate it as always. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That does it for another episode of Blackhawks Insider. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, and tune back in every time your Chicago Blackhawks lace up. And thanks to Southside Jake for the tracks on this podcast. You can also find him on Spotify, so be sure to give him a follow.